Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right. I am here today with Anya Krusantin, and she is from Inugo. And Anya is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for several years now. We met actually back in DC at an NAHB event. So welcome back to the Home Building Hero, Anya. How are you?
Well, good. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you so much for having me, David.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great to have you back. And you've got some neat new things that you're doing, some new new company you're working for, actually, and some new things you're doing. So kind of tell me what Inugo is, and then kind of why you went over there.
Sure. So Inugo, at Inugo, we partner with home builders to provide seamless customer journeys. And we do that by providing amazing visualizations, interactive design tools, analytics, marketing automation, as well as ability to purchase homes entirely online, which is super exciting.
Wait, you can buy the home online, really?
Exactly. You can buy online. So think about Amazon for new home sales. That's what we're trying to do, to make it really easy for consumers to say yes to new construction. You know, we're really on the mission to make it fun and easy above all. David, most home buyers are actually open to new construction. Something like 2/3 of all home buyers starting the process are open to buying a new home, and only about 10 to 13% of them end up in a new home. So we really want to change that, where we want to shift that into home builders' favor and help them convince more individuals to say yes to new construction. And we do that through our technology.
So do you think, I want to dig deeper on that, because I think that's interesting. So do you think that's because there's just a lot more detail involved with the new construction that people just kind of get intimidated by it? Or do you think it's because builders are, you know, kind of technology adverse and they just don't offer the simplicity part of it with the technology? What do you think?
So I think it's a couple of things. One, I think it's definitely more complicated to buy new construction versus to buy an existing home, right? If you think about buying an existing home, I could go out today, I could sign a contract, I know what the price is upfront, and I could be closing on that new home within 30 days. With new construction, unless you're buying a spec home, it's a different process. So it's going to take a longer time. It also offers a lot of uncertainties for home buyers. And I think lack of transparency is one of the biggest challenges for home buyers, because when they feel uncertain about something like price or what the final product is going to look like, it's very difficult for someone to say yes and to spend so much money on this product. So oftentimes they say, hey, you know what? If I can't see what my final price is going to be, if I can't see the finishes, if I can't visualize the final thing, it's just easier, it's less risky if I just go down the street and buy that used house. Although it's not really what I want, but at least I have certainty in that process.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sometimes choose the convenience factor, or it's just, okay, it's there, it's ready, I'm done. And we've heard that conversation with our clients sometimes where they're like, I've been looking for months and I'm just done. I want to get something and move forward. And so they almost feel beat down, which you don't want. You want people to be excited, you know.
And if you think about new construction, it is so exciting, right? Like America's favorite pastime is on Zillow, right? Like if you saw the skit that they did on SNL, like people love looking at beautiful homes. And what's even more exciting than just a beautiful used home, it's a beautiful new home that you get to design, that you get to pick the finishes. You get
Absolutely.
To say, I don't want that living room, or I want that. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for home builders to make that possible for a lot of buyers out there.
I'll share with you a funny anecdote about online shopping, and then we'll dive deeper into all the different and cool things that you guys do. But I've noticed in the last week locally here, the news has been picking up on some of these
more unique homes that are selling. Like, so in our area today, there was somebody that had listed a home, and it's called a Lego house, and they used like Lego bricks as their backsplash instead of tile. And they did some like Lego themed things, and they were like, it sold like instantly. And there was like all these showings. And then there was another house that was, it was modeled after The Hobbit, the movie, you know, where it was built into the earth with the round door. And there, it's here in Wisconsin, and it had like, I mean, it sold like right away. And so it was just kind of interesting. Like, there's these sort of, you know, people are really excited about these kind of unique things, and just a way to stand out. So,
yeah, I mean, personalization is number one reason why people want to buy new construction. Exactly what you said, the Lego house. So, I mean, I wouldn't recommend that you do that, because
that's definitely very niche.
Selling that Lego house, you know, it could be challenging for sure. So, because it's definitely unique, one of a kind, you know, you don't want to go crazy, but, you know, at the same time, it does give you an opportunity to really make it truly uniquely yours. And I think that's very attractive to a lot of home buyers.
Because absolutely. No, for sure. And I think that's, you know, we're in that society now with, you know, Instagram and Pinterest and all that stuff. People kind of want that little showpiece, and that may be going a little extreme, but yeah, I think people kind of want that and be able to say, hey, this is mine, and I helped create this. So let's talk a little bit about, from Inugo, like, you talked a lot about visualization. So let's go more specifically into some of the different visualization elements that you help out with, and what that is, and how that helps, you know, kind of customers get excited about building a home or buying a brand new home.
Sure. Well, I mean, David, as you know, humans are visual creatures, right? Like, our brain is, you know, most of it is dedicated to processing visual images, because it's just such an important thing, right? So it doesn't matter what language you speak or I speak. If we see something, if I see a house, you show me a house, I can understand that this is a house that I like or I don't like. So visualization is super important. And I think it's the biggest challenge when it comes to new construction, because, you know, unless you're building spec homes, oftentimes you don't have that final product to show to your customer. So what we do at Inugo is we provide visualizations, whether it's renderings. In fact, that's how we started in 2001. We started off as a rendering house where we provided purely renderings. It was, you know, way before the internet.
Sure, absolutely.
To virtual tours now. You know, if you don't have that house built and you can't create that Matterport, well, guess what? We can create that virtual tour just from your CAD files, and we can show the customer exactly what it's going to look like. And virtual tours have come such a long way in the last few years.
Oh yeah. They used to look like, you know, look like a cartoon almost. And you're like, well, I don't really know that I'm getting anything, you know, valuable out of it, to now where you're like, wow, that looks very realistic.
Exactly. And you hit it on a point. It has to be realistic. So it's getting to the point where, you know, a lot of builders are saying, hey, instead of building multiple model homes, we can just build maybe one model home, and then the rest of our model homes will be virtual. Because if you have a customer come into your model home and say you have a virtual copy of that same home, and they see it, and they're like, wow, it's exactly what I saw on a website. Like, it looks exactly like this. Now you have no trouble selling those other models, because they really believe that it's going to be very representative. So yeah, it's becoming very visually true to the product. And it's also becoming more engaging, where we see a lot of gamification elements in it.
Okay.
And the reason why is because, you know, with our culture, like, you know, especially if you think about millennials, Gen Zs, especially, they grew up, you know, with the internet, gaming.
Yeah, and they had smartphones when they were five, and they, you know, yeah, they play video games, you know.
Exactly. Like, so the old, more, you know, we can make that virtual tour as a video game. So
how do you exactly gamify that? And for those that don't know, like, gamification is kind of like, kind of keeping score, reward systems, and things like that.
Yeah, it could be different things. So for example, one of the things that we do is, instead of you touring a generic model home, you can actually customize that home as you go. So we can show you all the available options that are available. For example, as you enter into the great room in the house, you can see that there's an option for a fireplace. And as you click it, it changes to actually represent what that option is going to look like. So you can say, okay, you know what? I really want that two-story fireplace with stone around that. And as you click it, it changes. So as you tour, continue to tour the home, it's not just a generic model, but it is that customized, personalized model. And we know that the more consumers personalize their homes, the more emotionally tie in they become into the process, and they're more likely to say yes to that home.
Well, that's really neat that you can kind of design, I don't want to say design on the fly, but you can modify on the fly. And that is really powerful, because a lot of the stuff that I've seen, you'd have to have the architect kind of do that right up front, and they say, okay, here's what it looks like. And then, you know, you're in those meetings with the customer and they're like, well, I want to do this and you want to do that. And it's kind of neat that you can have, so I'm assuming there's some work on the back end to have like pre-built options and things that.
Absolutely. And you don't have to show every single option. Again, we don't want to overwhelm the consumer, but I think it's showing some of the more popular options, the ones that people really want to be able to visualize. So for example, kitchens are very popular. Owner's bathrooms, where you can click a button and change the color of the cabinets, the color of the countertops.
So this is also not just like a video or virtual tour, but this is also potentially an interactive showroom for you as well, correct?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And now we even have an option of hosting live virtual tours with multiple people, where you can have a family in the same virtual tour, and you as a seller can guide them through the virtual tour, just like you would through a regular home. But what's great about it is each person can go off on their own into the different rooms. So the kids can go into their rooms and explore, while parents can hang out in the kitchen and talk to the sales representative, while the sales representatives can see exactly what each person is doing and what they're engaging with.
Wow, so that's crazy.
That's really awesome. And I think it's also, you know, through gamification, you can tell a story of your home. Like, for example, if you're building custom homes, and you know your homes are more expensive than the production homes down the street, but what makes that home special? You can build that story into the virtual tour. So as the consumers tour, for example, they see a window, they can click on the hotspot on the window, and it either opens up text, or a lot of times video will play about
that's cool. Okay.
Anderson windows.
Gotcha. So you can not only use, maybe leverage some of your brands as a builder that you're working with, and maybe import their stuff, but you could also then tell your own story, like, hey, this is how we construct our walls and why it's better, or this is a green feature, an energy feature that we offer, maybe that our competitors don't. So yeah, that gives you the differentiation thing, which is huge.
Absolutely. So then, yeah, your consumers come in, they are already educated for what makes you different, what makes you special. So you can really tell your builder story through that virtual tour. And, you know, you can also incentivize your consumers to actually do all those things. So for example, say if you're running an incentive, which we're starting to see more builders offering incentives right now with the interest rates going up and everything. So instead of just giving out an incentive, why not make it fun and say, hey, we hid, you know, maybe five interesting facts about our home in, you know, in this virtual tour. You got to go find them. And, you know, you get that extra $2,000 towards options or whatnot.
That's a neat way to do it. I was thinking, when you said that, I was thinking something completely different. Like, you know, if you design this online or something, there's a bonus, but now I can see the gamification piece a little bit more, where it's like, okay, they're almost like little Easter eggs, you know, hidden within
the home.
That's exactly
it. And we actually have done Easter egg hunt for Easter for our clients, where we hid a bunch of eggs in the home, and the challenge is, hey, go and find the, you know, the eight eggs hidden in the home.
Wow. That's awesome. Just a, yeah, just a way to make it more fun and make it, you know, a more memorable experience than just, hey, I'm buying a house now.
We're engaging. Yeah. Yep. And David, one of the best things about this is that because it is interactive, it's not a dumb static content. Like, you know, in the past, you're just looking at pictures. From looking at the picture, you can't really tell what the customer is looking at. Did the cabinet catch their attention? Was it the countertop? What was it? But with the interactive content, as they're playing with that, all of that data is being collected.
Wow. Okay.
So you as a builder not only can see that individual journey for the consumer, say, you know, I go to your website, I register on your website, and I picked lot 16, but then I switched to lot 32. I picked the Verona model, but then I switched to the Rome model. You can see my individual behavior, what selections I'm making. So now as a salesperson, you know how salespeople always freeze when it comes to follow-up? It's like, what do I say?
Yep, absolutely.
Are you still interested?
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of like, you don't want to bother them, but it's like, oh, I'm just checking in, right?
That's
like
exactly. The number one thing people say. Now instead of just generic follow-up, you can see exactly what that consumer is doing online. So you can have much more meaningful conversations and actually add to it as an advisor. And it also gives you a bigger picture as a builder. So you can see that data aggregated on a community level or on a division level. So for example, you can see from all the consumers shopping online, what are the most popular floor plans that they're choosing? What's the most popular options that they're taking? What are the colors that they're choosing? So that going forward, you can be smart about getting in front of those trends and really helps you shift, especially, you know, right now with the supply chain and everything, you can make smart decisions a lot
faster. Absolutely. Well, just even, you know, when you're going to the beginning part of creating renderings and saying, okay, what kind of color schemes and what kind of materials do you want to use? You know, what's, if they're all popular, clicking a certain thing, you know, that's probably a pretty much a no-brainer then to use that as your base for your design, because it's going to be eye-catching, right? It's going to attract the right people.
Yeah, and this is where our technology can be used through email campaigns as well as social media campaigns. So you can design that home that's the most popular home in your community and use that in your social campaign to attract attention.
Oh yeah, I suppose that makes sense too. So it's not just, you know, I like the way you're going with this, because you're, you know, creating multiple uses and purposes for everything that you're doing. So it's not just, hey, you know, whatever virtual showroom, obviously you got the renderings part of it, but then, yeah, you could probably be in there on the back end as maybe the marketing person for the company and saying, okay, hey, we need something to post on social. We're going to design a kitchen, and, or maybe we design two and we're going to post them on Facebook or Instagram and see which one people like better, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the beauty of our technology, is that it's all connected to each other. So for a consumer, it provides that seamless experience where whether they start on your website or they start now on our Inyugo marketplace, or if they come into your model home, you're able to pull up their information and see exactly where they left off. So they don't have to repeat themselves over and over. They can just say, hey, this is what I designed. This is what I'm interested in. So you can look at specifically lot 16 with that Verona model on it.
Sure. So I kind of got the picture now of, you know, the visualization piece. Sorry, God, it's tough to say today. I was at the football game over the weekend, a lot of yelling, so my voice hasn't fully recovered, but I get the visualization. I'm going to just stop saying it. Not bad. But then there's also kind of the shopping piece and the pricing piece. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand, you know, from a, you know, like a spec builder and a subdivision type thing where it's all one person, how that works. But you also mentioned that you guys, you know, are helping clients or builder clients now where it's more of a scattered site approach where, okay, I just want to hire a builder to build on this site. Can you talk a little bit more about the challenges of trying to figure out the pricing for that and how that works and how you've kind of come up with some solutions for that?
Yeah. So we're actually, so our first buy now, which is ability to purchase homes online, we rolled it out about 6 months ago. And, you know, that was unique because it's been done before, but it's been done for more, like you mentioned, a spec home, right? When you have the house completed, selling it online, it's pretty easy at that point. But when you have, you know, all the pieces that you put together, it has to connect to your ERP and all of that stuff, it does become more of a difficult process. So we figure out how to put all of that together. And so we launched that with one of our first production builders. And you're exactly right. So right now we're actually working with build on your lot home builder. I can't announce yet the name.
That's okay.
Become public yet. But yes, so it's not only for production builders. You can absolutely utilize this technology for build on your lot. So because if you think about it, for build on your lot, yes, you are probably a custom home builder, but like many custom home builders, they usually offer some type of a model or an idea so that your customers can see what are we working with here, right? Are they starter homes? Are they really high-end homes? So when you show those examples of homes that you've built in the past, you can very easily take some of those homes, some of the models that are popular models, and some of the products to build. And then as far as pricing goes, you don't necessarily have to show pricing. We encourage that home builder show pricing. And the reason why is because when you show pricing, consumers can actually self-qualify, because when I go online, like think about even pricing a car, right? Like we can go to Tesla's website right now and you can build Tesla from scratch. But when you get to the end of it, if you have no idea what that car costs, if is it $16,000 or is it $70,000, it's really kind of a waste of time.
Sure. So, yeah. And we have like, just as an example, and I've seen this, you know, we have like a interactive chat on our website, but we'll at times get these, you know, leads, and I use the air quotes on that because they'll be like, well, I'm interested in buying a house from you, blah, blah, blah. And like in our market, like 500 is like we can barely even help that market right now. Right. So you get these people, oh, I want to buy a brand new house for $250,000. And you're like, doesn't everybody, but yeah, we can't help you. Sorry. So that's kind of nice that they can be a part of that and they're not feeling like they're wasting people's time.
Exactly.
You know, and all of a sudden getting all excited about something, then finding out, oh, I can't even afford that. I think that is vital to be more transparent with the pricing. And I think, you know, I think that's what scares a lot of people away from building, is that there's, you know, most of the way that it's been set up in the past is you really don't know the numbers until you get to a certain point. So to be able to be more transparent and upfront with your numbers, I think takes that, you know, kind of question mark away from the, you know, the buyer's minds.
Yeah, it's definitely been a little bit challenging over the last 2 years, just because the last 2 years haven't been exactly, your typical, your typical 2 years when it comes to supply chain. But when it's more predictable, as far as, okay, I can get these products, these are the products that I typically use, and I can pretty much get the price within, you know, a certain percentage, it makes it a lot easier to price those homes from scratch. So if you're unable to provide that pricing, I wouldn't still encourage you to provide kind of like starting point or what's the average price of a home, because again, you don't want to blindside somebody, and then you don't want to waste your time talking to 10 people where, you know, 9 of them don't actually qualify, where only one. So by providing price, you get fewer leads at the end of the day, but they are more curated leads, because they've already qualified. So that's a huge one. So definitely try to show that price. But if not, then, you know, providing the ability to build that home online and visualize, again, you're giving them ability to engage with you more, ability to get some ideas to what they like, what they don't like, so they're not starting from that starting point. Especially with custom home builders, I hear so often that, you know, I have to wait 2 months before they can even meet with my design person because they're so backed up right now. And, you know,
you're helping in so many different ways, because you're helping the consumers get a better experience and understand what they're getting. But then you're also helping on the builder side, maybe from the team and the staffing side, because
absolutely, yeah, instead of spending of 8 hours with that design person, you know, it's down to a couple hours, because consumers spend about 8 hours online designing those homes ahead of time. So that's
And the other thing is you're controlling the gateway. And what I mean by this is that sometimes we've had customers that come into our office and, you know, they spent the weekend on Instagram or Pinterest, and they're finding these things that you can't even get in your area, or it's, you know, some crazy picture. You know, they're buying a $500,000 house and they show you a $5 million house's kitchen. It's like, okay, we can't really do that in this house, right? So at least with this setup, you're kind of controlling the outcome, so to speak, and saying, okay, you know, out of all the millions of things that are out there, these are the 50 that we're really working with. Let's put these in there. And they're really great choices, but that way they're not maybe spending that 4 hours or 6 hours looking at stuff that's not even realistic, right?
Absolutely. And actually, David, this is a perfect segue into the marketplace, the Inyugo marketplace. So I mentioned it earlier. This is one of the newest products that we've recently launched. So Inyugo marketplace is where consumers can find, design, and eventually buy new homes online. And so we, again, as I mentioned, trying to make it almost like an Amazon experience where you go to Inyugo marketplace and you can see how many home builders are in your area, how many communities, or whether you want to search by a specific design, by a floor plan, or even build on your lot. But what we're doing is we're using AI, which is artificial intelligence, to help you find the home of your dreams. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. One is you can take a quiz and it's going to ask you for what are your preferences. And it's all, a lot of it is pictures. So we'll show you pictures just like Pinterest would say, hey, this contemporary style or more craftsman style, what do you prefer? Because again, consumers oftentimes are not familiar with the lingo. I have no idea what craftsman is, but if I see it, I know what it is. So based on what you're clicking, based on what you're designing, then that AI narrows the choices down for you for the type of home builder you're going to like, but also the type of finishes you're going to like. Because again, you don't want to overwhelm the consumer and show them every single thing under the sky, because, you know, paralysis when it comes to decision paralysis, too many options. So we're trying to narrow it down to few options that would actually appeal to you based on what you've previously done.
That's awesome. So you mentioned like one of the ways you do that is kind of quizzes. Is there other ways that they kind of...
Your behavior. So based on what you're clicking. And then one of the things, you know, right now, this is kind of like version 1.0 we rolled out, but the marketplace is going to continue to evolve and we're adding more and more features to it. So one of the features that we're currently working to add is new section where you're going to be able to go in as a consumer who doesn't know anything about new construction, the building process, anything like that. You can go in and explore, you know, how long does it take to build a new home? How much does it cost on average? And as you're clicking on those articles, maybe you're clicking on green homes, net zero homes. Now our AI learns that, hey, this person is probably interested in building a green home. So when we're going to serve them the results, those green homes are going to be at the top of the list because that seems like the best match for them.
Gotcha. Well, that's really interesting. So it's just, you know, a higher level, you know, as I was kind of looking into this, I was just thinking it's just kind of a, you know, visualization and, you know, maybe the marketplace thing, but then to hear the data on the back end is really impressive and how that, you know, you're using things that are already out there, I'm sure, you know, because a lot of people do, you know, get ads served up to them and things that's been out there, but then to kind of marry that in with the process of, you know, shopping for the home and that's really cool how that all kind of comes together.
Yeah,
it's kind of exciting, but it's also kind of like creepy in a weird way, right?
Well, you know, I think it depends on how you use that data, right? Like if you think about Amazon knows about you so much just based on what you have bought. But think about building a home from scratch. When I build a home from scratch as a consumer, I am basically telling you who I am as a person.
Sure, right? Absolutely.
My preferences, my lifestyle, you'll know everything about me as a person. So there's such a huge missed opportunity for home builders there because, you know, we hand them the keys and it's like, okay, goodbye. But what about all these other services? What about all of these other products that you can potentially offer to your clients based on what you already know about them? And so this is something that Inyugo is working towards. Again, right now it's 1.0,
sure,
but as we continue to roll it out, those are some of the things that we're going to look into partnering with, with our partners.
I think it's interesting because you can make much more valuable use of your time with the clients as well, because, you know, now you kind of understand, you know, their preferences. They also kind of know too, some things they're looking for. So instead of like, sometimes we spend a lot of time trying to ask questions and get the dead ends. You're kind of getting rid of some of that, at least in the process, because, you know, they're already kind of filtering it out and kind of, you know, tracking what they're looking for and that kind of stuff. So I think that's really cool that you kind of get rid of that awkward kind of getting to know you part.
Absolutely. And, you know, David, one of the things that there's a lot of fear with buy now when it comes to salespeople. I think a lot of salespeople have that misconception that technology is going to replace them, but it absolutely is not the case. What we're trying to do with this buy now technology is to bring the sales process online. Whether you're sitting in front of me and you were doing it together, or whether I'm sitting on the couch and I'm doing it remotely, but it's absolutely not to cut out the salesperson out of the process. Like, I like to give an example of shopping at Home Depot. You know, if I want to, I can go to Home Depot and I can browse the store by myself, trying to find that one thing that I need. I can ask the sales associate to help me. I can go online, find that thing and have them ship it directly to me, or I can have them find it and then put it in the customer service area so I can come in and pick it up. So all we're trying to do at Inyugo is we're trying to bring that sales process online so that it's easily accessible to both the consumer from any device and they pick up where they left off. You know, it's like Netflix. Yep.
Well, that's when, as you're saying that, I mean, I wrote on my paper in quotes, control your own experience. And that's really kind of what you're giving them, is you're allowing them, instead of having the one choice, now they have multiple choices for how they want to interact, receive the information, and then ultimately, I think, control your experience.
Exactly. And that's what happens as marketing evolves. You know, now we have so many channels, like, you know, they're coming on social, they may be coming in the sales center, they may be coming in online. So through marketplace. So now it's all omni-channel. So no matter where they begin, they end up in the same place. So if I log in from my iPad, my computer, my phone, I'm still seeing the same thing. And you as a builder, seeing exactly where I am in the process. And when I do hit that final, you know, buy now button, again, whether I'm sitting with your salesperson or on the couch, you also see the updated inventory for you. So now, David, you know exactly where your financials are at the end of the day, especially with the current supply chain. You know, it's visibility, transparency is huge. And that's what we're trying to provide to home builders.
That's fantastic. I love that. So I think, yeah, I just want to touch on this really quickly. It's a little different shift in the conversation, but, you know, the typical builder is older, right? And, you know, a lot of them have been slow to adapt technology. I think this kind of, it provides that solution, right? Because they don't have to go out and invest, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 into all sorts of custom software. You guys are kind of building the platform and then, you know, obviously opening it up to other building companies. So I would think that probably helps them adopt this, wouldn't you think? And then also to helps the consumer too.
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's definitely been a big shift in the consumer behavior over the last few years, where maybe this type of technology wasn't really, you know, some builders thought about it, but it was like, you know, it's not really the way consumers buy things. But now, as they are shifting their preference to more online, it's becoming more of a necessity. And for home builders, same thing. Maybe there wasn't you know, this technology wasn't really available just a few years ago, and so you couldn't offer it. And just like with any technology, when you first start out, it is going to be more expensive, but the prices have drastically dropped, you know, over the last few years on even virtual tours and things like that. So as we continue to make the technology better, faster, stronger, the price is also going to become more reasonable over time, and certainly more feasible for more home builders to adopt this. And, you know, Inyugo, we definitely work with more of a smaller, medium-sized builders. We do have some nationals as well, but typically our
I would say that's probably one of the challenges, is that, you know, maybe the bigger companies can invest in this, but the smaller ones can't. And, and home building, a lot of the builders are smaller, right? They're, you know, it's more regional. And so they don't necessarily... Like a car dealer, you think there's really what, maybe six big players in the the car world. So they, you know, they all can afford that technology, but there's thousands and thousands of home builders. And so they're a lot smaller than that. That's the challenge. So that's neat to see that. And have you felt like COVID's maybe sped up that process a bit, going through that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, COVID was kind of like a wake up call for a lot of home builders, because, you know, we used to present all of this information during conferences and everything. And then once COVID hit, you know, we were getting crazy phone calls, because it's like, hey, what was that thing you were telling me about? The ability to price homes online, the ability to visualize the virtual tour. Like, we needed like yesterday, because suddenly they couldn't sell
anything. I want it now.
Exactly. So I was very pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised, but that was a pleasant thing that came out of COVID, is that so many more home builders realized that, hey, we do need this technology. And the thing is, consumers are not going back, right? Just because COVID is quote unquote receding or whatever, we're starting hopefully getting out of it. Consumers are not going to suddenly go back in their behavior. You know, they became used to ordering everything online and they're comfortable with that, especially with younger generation millennials. You know,
it's kind of a combination. You know, you got this kind of perfect storm of, you know, the shift because of, you know, a pandemic, but then you also have a lot of these younger buyers hitting the market, and they expect that, like, they go to the pizza place and they create their own pizza.
Yeah. There's an online app for that.
Yeah. And you click a button and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's ordered or maybe even delivered right to your front door. And then they look at home, but like, why don't you guys do that? I mean, it is more complicated, but it's nice to see now that those are options and solutions that are coming available to them.
Which is like crazy, right? If you think about it, you can go online and look at a pair of shoes from like every angle and get like all the crazy specs from it. And it's like $20, where, you know, to buy a house, you're paying, you know, $500K, and you can do all those things. So I think, home builders are definitely starting to catch up to that. And the technology is definitely available now, where it's not an arm and a leg.
I love it. So is there anything else that you want to share about Inugo that maybe I didn't dive into today?
I guess I would just encourage everyone to check out Inugo.com, the marketplace. So as I mentioned, this is our latest endeavor into making new home buying easier and more fun for consumers. So right now we're in kind of several areas, like, you know, North Carolina, Texas, and Florida. We do have some home builders scattered throughout the country, but our goal over the next couple of years is to add more home builders to the ecosystem so that, you know, it becomes more national. So if you're especially in those areas, definitely go and check it out and see for yourself what that looks like. And, you know, would love some feedback on that for sure.
So the website again, is it the same website for a builder and consumer, or are they separate?
They're separate. So for a consumer, it's Inugo. So it's like Inugo.com. Okay. So we say, why buy new homes the old way, make a new go of it. So
it's okay. I love it.
Remember Inugo. And for home builders, if you want to check out all of our solutions, make sure to check out InugoSell.com.
Perfect. We'll add those links in the show notes as well. That way, if you're listening remotely and aren't able to jot that down, you can check that out and get that information. So once again, I want to give a huge thank you to my friend Anya. It's nice to connect with you again. And I really love all the new things that you're getting involved with here. And it's like a perfect fit for all the things that you do. So you're a marketing guru, and now you get to really lend your expertise to, you know, a great organization.
Thank you. Well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it, David. You know, I've always been obsessed with technology and my marketing background. So it's kind of a perfect marriage for me to join Inugo. And I'm so excited for all the things that are coming up. So,
well, once again, thank you so much for all the information, Anya. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and talk to you soon.
Welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need, no matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project. We got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Bellman Homes Studio. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes, and thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content.